Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee.
Alan?
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Alan, you look like a jazz bow, man. You're an eccentric. You're an artistic guy.
I appreciate that,
You're a creative person.
I appreciate that,
Good
sir.
Man.
Thank you.
Excellent. We're on the air now. We're welcome to Razor Riffs. Keith Razor with Alan Lee and our guest. You've seen him on The Bob and Tom Show, Comedy Central, Conan, and Christy Swanson's favorite stand-up comedian.
Oh, Christy's a nice lady.
Lovely.
Craig Hahn.
She's not afraid to get Hahn.
Hahn, yeah.
That's cool, man. Close enough.
Hahn. Hahn.
That's perfect. I like it.
There you go.
But no, I love.
That's good.
I love Christy. So
she's fun. She lived in my town. We had coffee a lot. Yeah. A whole group of people. Mm-hmm. Sit in front of Starbucks.
Beautiful.
She said she'll do the podcast when you do it.
What, this podcast?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't live here right now.
Yeah, I know. She lives in like New Jersey or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, bring her on, man. She's funny.
Yeah. But not as funny as you. You're hilarious.
I'm all right. Man, are you kidding me?
You're kidding me?
I got to go on America's Got Talent, just lose to the kid with rickets. Yes or no? It's my next career move. Yes?
It's
a dead end if I don't do something like
you
that. Right? Late shows are like, he's 85. We can't put him on. Yeah. Plus, he's horrible.
Oh, man. Are you watching America's Got Talent right now?
When I go visit my mom, I have to see these shows.
Yeah.
She likes The Voice as well. You ever see that?
No. Is that the one where they
sing and then the chair, they hit their high note and the chairs spin around? Yeah. Like, oh, we want to manage this person. You know? But it's the funniest when they hit their big note and no chairs turn around. That's the best part. You know? You know, it would be fun if your chair spun around. And they keep singing, and then you hit the button again, and it goes back again, away from them. Or if they had a button where your chair just goes 360 all the way around, never stops, that'd be funny.
Or it'd be if there's a button that it can redo their spin, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I want to manage you. Oh, never mind, you know what I mean?
The nonstop spinning chair would be funny.
So, Greg, you were telling us before the show you listened to an episode.
Yeah, listened to a couple episodes, you know.
Oh, cool.
Very good. You want me to bring it up?
Oh, no.
I just thought Alan was charming. You're like, oh, you're sensitive to different views. People conflicting, but it was very charming, very nice, very skilled.
Thank you.
Very welcoming. It wasn't bad, Keith.
Oh, cool.
I understand how you don't want to. You're like me. You don't have a big enough crowd to chop them in half politically. You know what I mean? That's why I go out there like a milk toast.
Yeah.
If I was can I do bits on the air? No.
You can do whatever you want.
You know what I would do if I was, right now, if I ran if I got into politics, I'd have no policies.
Right.
You know, like my press conference would be, that's an excellent question. Next question. That question's out of the question. No more questions. You know what I mean? See what I did there?
Yeah.
I mentioned nothing.
And you're also your own manager and agent, right?
Right. Driving my, driving, how's the joke go? I'm driving the Greg Hahn Empire into the ground.
Yeah,
yeah, nothing's cooking. I manage myself.
But like,
it's a disaster.
Well, I mean, you say it's a disaster, but it's also pretty successful.
Yeah, it's worked out.
Yeah,
because
I mean, the phone rings, but I wouldn't mind having some guy making calls all over the place. You know what I mean? But you got to point your camera at yourself these days. You know, I got to make more of an effort.
Right.
These guys are coming up with brilliant podcasts like yourself.
Yeah.
You know, or they point their phone at themselves all day. Hey, I'm making eggs now. Hey, I'm petting a dog. Ooh. You know, boom, famous. That's
right. I heard that you don't like doing a lot of podcasting. Is that true?
I like it more now that I'm used to it. So, you know, whatever. It's fun.
So maybe I heard that it first came out then.
Yeah. When they first came out, you know, what an ignorance. So you're like, what's this new thing? I'm not doing it. Like, it took me forever to get into Twitter. You know? I'm not sending out tweets. What, a tweet? I'm not doing a tweet. You know? It's you're like, okay, yeah, all right, it's cool.
Like, am I a drug dealer or a comic?
Yeah.
So how far...
So I joined Twitter last week.
So how far was this drive for you? Was it, like, pretty reasonable? Or
not
was
bad.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I don't know. What was it? Half an hour?
Oh, sweet. No. I came from Huntington Beach, and Alan came from Inglewood.
Where the bullets fly.
Is that right?
Yes.
How is your neighborhood? Okay.
You know what? I love it.
Not bad.
It's always an interesting day and an interesting evening.
Right.
And I'm getting in better shape because, you know, you have to run.
Do you really?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And sometimes you have to
are you like within walking distance of a store and you walk down to the store and you got to kind of, or you move quickly?
Three and a half minutes to the Ralph's. 3.5 minutes. I've never been closer to food.
But do you really have to run?
I'm
you exaggerating? I don't have a sense of humor.
No. I
all right. I'm dead.
That was a little humor. A little dry humor.
His neighborhood is kind of rough where, like, you don't want to go to the store past 8 o'clock.
Is that right? Is that part true?
No, it's not true.
Give me something.
Everyone goes to the liquor store past 8 o'clock.
Do you ever try to look, barbaric when you go, when you walk out on the streets and if it looks a little, like in New York, when I lived in New York.
Jersey, sorry, man.
I just steamrolled your, go right
no,
into
no,
your
No, Jersey. No, I want to hear this.
When you try to look like the murderer yourself.
Sure.
And you try to out-murder looking the other murderers.
Sure.
That's what I, like, you do that on the subway late at night in New York. I used to, anyway.
I do it on the 212 coming out of Inglewood all the way to Hollywood from Inglewood.
Frown?
Yeah.
You look disturbed, rock a little bit. I do all that. I used to do all that stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
Work my way back to Jersey.
See, this is a new item, so I never forget. I live.
He's got a chain for his keys.
And a lot of people think this is a fashion statement in Inglewood, and that I need to bronze this or gold it out, and I'll be ready to go. It might be a product. Yeah.
It's a big silver chain he's holding up.
Yeah.
They prefer gold.
Come on, Keith. Run the podcast.
I'm letting him take
this. Please.
Tell people what we're looking at. Yeah. It's radio. It's
we're looking at him with a chain of keys. Have you ever seen someone have a chain of keys?
It looks like you take it off your neck and whip people over the face with it.
You know,
right?
It's brass.
It's a weapon.
It's brass knuckles.
Yeah, it's obviously a weapon.
It's key knuckles. Car key knuckles.
And then after he hits someone, there's an alarm.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a wealthy man with all these products you're running by me. Key knuckles.
No, it looks good. I don't know what it is, but it looks it's interesting. Makes it look like you have some type of a plan. Anyway, and the blue glasses.
Yes.
Those are cool.
Yeah, these are adult.
I'm wearing glasses too, but I have an eye infection. Go ahead, Keith. What's going on?
Yeah, really?
It's not an infection. He's just annoyed.
He used to have red glasses, but he switched to blue.
They're cool.
Yeah.
Well, they're a dollar each in Inglewood, so I don't care if I lose them.
Yeah.
See, I'm too scared to buying glasses out of anywhere.
Red.
Sweet.
Greg has a red watch.
Yeah. It's beautiful. All right.
But do you ever go to the store just to buy glasses?
I've been to the store to buy glasses.
I like his blue glasses.
Yeah, man. I went to the eye guy. What are they called? Ophthalmologist?
Yes.
He looked me right in the eyes and diagnosed me with halitosis. Come on, do a joke! Can I do jokes or not? That you can't do that on a podcast. Is that the problem?
No, you can do whatever you want.
Right. Hey, you had Rick Overton on here. I would take acting from Rick Overton.
Oh, yeah.
If he gave an acting class, I'd be there.
Yeah.
I trust that guy. He's a working actor, for one.
Yeah.
He's a very pleasant,
very
artistic type guy. Isn't
very.
He? Warm-hearted type dude.
Very.
In my experience with him, you know, running into working with him here and there, very rarely. But
I think it's funny how Alan's agreeing with you, but he was actually absent on that one.
Oh. Well, you heard, but he heard the podcast.
I heard it. I know who he's talking about.
Yeah, he's a helpful guy.
The sidekick thing is always a masochistic deal for the sidekick.
Yeah.
You know what? Because I saw a set of mine from 1,000 years ago thrown on YouTube or whatever, and I was like, oh, this is what a debacle. What a disaster. And then you asked him, any regrets? And you're like, you don't. He said, what did he say? Don't take up too much something space in your mind with that. Too many fun things ahead moving forward.
Right.
I thought, okay, I'll do that about that horrible set I just watched from 2000. I honestly watched. I hadn't seen it since then. And I came upon it. I was horrified.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no wonder I haven't done the shows. Good.
There's an old set of mine that my father published who I think I need to text him to take it down, but I don't really like. Then it's awkward because I have to talk to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he published it when I first started, and I remember it was terrible. And it's probably still on the online waves.
Yeah.
I was just saying.
It's got a lot of views?
No, I don't know.
So this podcast has taken over all that, so you're good.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, I know how it feels to watch something.
Wait till you've been doing it for 30 years. You're like, I remember doing that set and thinking, that's not going to hurt me. That's okay.
Right.
And then just saw it the other night, like, wow! Wow, bad! Like, don't ever criticize anybody. And I was looking around my house like, you are lucky to live here, dude.
Yeah.
You were too late now. You pulled it off, you know? This little career.
Do you ever get scared? Like, because, like, there's not a lot of videos of you. There's probably the Conan sets.
What, on YouTube?
Yeah.
There's a lot of junk.
Really?
All kinds of Bob and Tom or whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's what, endless. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, like, you don't have your special out on it.
What special? No, what? I haven't filmed an officially all-me special. No, I haven't done it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Should I fork over $100,000 and just film it?
Yeah, I mean, if I had $100,000, I would do it.
Yeah. throw all your money. You're a young guy. Put all your money in the S&P 500. Let it ride. Yeah, don't touch it. Max out your Roth IRA. and then look at it when you're 65. Boom. I just did the whole money career right there. It's that simple, dude. I'm telling you, it's that simple.
I'd rather invest.
Right?
Completely.
Yeah.
Time flies when you have your money invested.
Yeah.
I'd rather invest in Craig Kahn Empire, though. You know?
Okay.
That's a sure hit.
Sure.
Seriously.
Yeah. Then it's going to go into a convertible Corvette or whatever I need.
So you also, before you became a comic, you used to play basketball, right?
A little basketball in college, you know. Yes, at the bench, you know. Should have played intramurals. A lot of stress. You get worried about that in college. If you're not going to go pro, what are you all so excited about?
Yeah.
Just have a nice workout. Just join intramurals, right? I wasn't on scholarship.
You
should have played intramurals.
Oh.
Relax.
I thought you were on scholarship.
No, that's impressive. No. I walked onto the team, kind of. walked onto the bench.
Yeah. It's because all the other guys broke their ankles or something, or like, did you have actual like?
What do you mean?
Like when you walked on the bench, like
to get onto the team?
Yeah,
it was good. I could put it up. I'd shoot a lot.
Yeah,
because you know?
I was on the high school basketball team.
But how'd you do?
I was terrible.
Was it fun?
It was fun for about a game, and then I sprained my ankle and I ate a whole bunch of pizza, so I got kicked off the team because I got fat.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's a good career.
That's one
right
way.
There.
That's a
great
way to
career.
End it.
But
a piece.
But
one,
I mean,
one
like,
game?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I was on one season, but I only played one game.
I see.
Yeah, like they were getting killed.
And so, what'd you do? What'd you do? What'd you do next year instead of basketball? What'd you do?
I didn't do sports.
You didn't do sports.
Yeah.
Did you join any kind of club or anything?
No. I mean, yeah. I just.
Did you have a nice time?
Doing sports?
No. When you the year after, when you ate your pizza and you exploded, and then you didn't do sports the next year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then that next year, you had a good time, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, yeah. I
you had a better time.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. It's a happy ending of a story.
Of course, it's a better time when you don't sweat.
Uh huh. You don't like to sweat?
No. Do you like to sweat?
Well, work out a little bit, right? Get ripped. Rip piece of gristle. Don't you want to do that?
There you go.
Right? Is it Alan?
This Alan, right? Yes. Yes, I'm a big fan of fitness.
Are you?
I swear.
How about the jiu-jitsu? Hey, dude, here's what you take, Keith. Get into the jiu-jitsu. Huh?
He's
That's
correct.
What you want.
Yeah.
You would love it.
You would love it. You would love it.
Yeah. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I've got an unblemished record of zero victories. I did it for 1 year. You know, I was just starting to figure out how it could possibly work and be fun.
Right.
But you go in and you get choked out every day, you know?
Right.
And you ask the guy at the front desk, like, how did I look? And he says, bad, as you're leaving, you know? Then
but
you
now,
come back the next day.
But now it's all about, like, the MMA fighting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
UFC stuff.
Yeah, they want the people to, like, get beat up with kicks and punches.
Well, that's the Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
You got to get a gym that's got the jiu-jitsu and the Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Right, Alan?
Sounds like a delicious
Alan, right?
dish.
No.
Yes, sir.
I'm kidding. Of course it is. You look like you know some martial arts.
Well, I do have a belt in Aikido.
Is that right?
Yes. Aikido is the jiu-jitsu cousin.
I know what Aikido is.
Thank you.
It's when you start twisting guys' wrists all around.
And then they
and you need a little guy that jumps.
Exactly.
Like Seagal, his demonstration.
Steven.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I met Steven.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
You met
man.
Steven Seagal?
Yes, I did.
Holy Lord. Yes, Craig, did you ever meet Steven Seagal?
Of all places, he had his studio in West Hollywood. I used to wonder about that when I walked in. I didn't know if they would let go of my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned.
Did he grab your wrist?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing because he doesn't let go.
Oh, that's not so good. It's not as good. I'd like him to grab it and twist it.
Yeah.
You feel the pain,
yeah.
but
oh,
then
yes,
go ahead
yes.
and let go.
Yeah, no. But
did he have a ponytail?
Yes, he did.
Holy Lord, and that's Steven Seagal.
That's him. That was a while back ago. But he
real light.
He had the ponytail.
Yeah.
I had a drunk guy in class on Delta who was in five Bruce Lee movies.
Oh, really?
And he grabbed my arm. He was throwing down vodkas like a lunatic. He's one of my. He was maybe one or two favorite people I've ever run into when flying.
Yes.
And he starts like twisting my arm, and he put me in a crazy. Put his hand against my elbow to push it and show me.
Yeah.
He was showing me,
sure.
But he's throwing down vodkas.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
That was
drunken.
A fun,
is that
fun
the,
flight.
The drunken style.
Yeah, he was super drunk and deadly. And he told me, take jiu-jitsu, boxing, and Muay Thai. If you're a very dangerous person,
there you go.
I'll make some phone calls for you. Let me see your arm. He started twisting my wrist and whatnot. So you do this and you do that.
Yeah.
It was great.
Does he follow you on Twitter?
No.
Oh,
I forget
Twitter
his name, but he's a, you know, I looked him up. He was definitely in the movies.
Oh, wow.
Definitely, yeah, Bruce Lee flicks. And then what else, man? I was one time on Delta.
Alan's getting awfully close to
you. No, I listen. This is,
What? Am I getting boring?
No. I like Marines. Well, not that way, but I like Marines. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, you know, anyway, you know what I sat to? Another entertaining person I was next to, Alan, in the on the airplane, a prostitute, a call girl heading to Hawaii.
Oh.
And she was, like, drinking, and then she threw down pills. Goes, you want one? some opiate of some sort, right?
Sure.
And then she conked out, and, like, her head basically hit the table. I thought, she's dead.
Sure.
It's over. She was screaming in first class about how much she hates men because they're so not loyal to their women because they call her in. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
So she's like, I'm switching to women. I'm switching to women. Like, she's really having a tantrum. And then the drugs hit her, and she passed out. I thought, oh, I hope she and then when we landed, boom, awake and fine, got it together, off the plane. She was a pro.
There you go.
Poor girl.
There you go.
She was entertaining as well.
Yeah. Did she carry your luggage out?
No, I didn't talk to her. I didn't.
No, that's cool.
But she was fascinating, you know. I don't know. It's not my life.
I've never sat by a prostitute on a plane. Maybe on a Greyhound, but never on a plane.
No, this girl was headed to Hawaii.
It's
or something
long,
like that.
Long trip to Vegas on the Greyhound.
You ever take a Greyhound to Hawaii?
I've been on a taking a Greyhound to Hawaii. Is that your question?
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Thank you.
No, I've been on the Greyhounds before.
Yeah,
you know, way back when you first started comedy, you do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now they fly you out, so that's better, right?
Yeah, you fly around. Now I've been flying around forever.
Yeah, I don't make it as much, so I'm still greyhounding. I get to the gig like
a really?
Yeah, a night before over Greyhound.
I do. I get there a night before, you know, with the flight. You know? Sure, man.
Yeah, well, hey, at least they're saving you 12 hours. They're not
You know what you do? You know what you do, man? You want a travel tip?
Yeah.
I'm just giving whatever.
I want travel tips, yeah.
I always use the same. This is a bad tip, as a matter of fact. I just decided because it's more expensive. But I always fly the same airline. I use the same hotel and the same rental car. Mm-hmm. So you're always kind of cozy on the road. You're familiar with it. You've got whatever status.
Well, that's a great
You're a big
idea.
Diamond Joe no matter where you travel to, you know?
That's a great idea. I like that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite place to go on the road? Like to
anywhere they laugh. I'll go anywhere, you know, anywhere they laugh. That's my favorite place.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Indianapolis, I've done real well there.
Yeah.
Because that Bob and Tom show is based out of Indy, you know, all around, all the surrounding cities. Mm-hmm. Midwest.
Yeah.
You know? And I like getting in my car, pulling into a parking lot, and walking in somewhere, as opposed to the big flail of the parking situations in major cities.
Sure.
Well, I see you're doing Atlanta in October, so that's...
I got to reconfirm that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. The Punchline?
Yeah.
Right. That would be very fun. I think it's coming up.
Yeah.
Hasn't been canceled yet.
Oh, so
I got to reconfirm it.
But, like, the Punchlines are fabulous clubs. I love them.
How many are there?
I think there's, like, three.
Really? Yeah. Where are they? I know there's one in Atlanta.
One's in Atlanta. That's the one.
Where's the other one?
I have no idea. I could look at it if I really wanted
not do
to
that.
Look at it. But no.
There's not one in Inglewood. They didn't.
There is definitely not one in Inglewood.
People, they said no.
I'm just saying
inside
that,
stuff, right?
That's good.
I'm just saying Atlanta would be fun because the Hawks are doing good.
Is that right?
You know, the Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah.
They won last night. You're not a big
basketball
fan. Right?
I don't follow it so much.
Yeah, yeah.
I got more into the, not to be repetitive, but I got interested in that UFC stuff.
Oh, the fighting?
Yeah, I got fascinated with that.
Did you see, what's his name, Logan Paul, that YouTuber?
That's not what I'm fascinated in. That's like that's like the McGregor Mayweather fight. The second that started, I missed both boxing and mixed martial arts. I missed them both at the same time. Like, I'm watching nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I like to watch, like, the actual sport.
But you wouldn't want to play that sport, right?
Well, I would get destroyed.
But
that's
the problem. But if you could compete with them, like, if you could destroy them back, like, who would you, like, want to box?
Who, me? If I got in a fight, who would I fight?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, you
I haven't
could
thought
take.
About it. You want me to call someone out right now on your podcast? You know?
Alan Lee.
Yeah.
I am a man of peace. Piece of ass.
Hey!
Thank you. I don't know where they came from.
That was good.
See, this
hey,
Marine,
man, that reminds
he's inspiring me.
That reminds me. Alan.
He inspires me. Sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Please, continue with
continue,
your thought.
Continue, sir. Sir, continue.
You brought up the girls. You brought up the ladies. Let me tell you something, man. You know what you want to use? Both you guys. You know what's fun? Get some of that... Night Panther Old Spice body wash.
Ooh.
Oh,
woo!
Yeah.
You ever been to the store? You see all those red jugs of stuff?
Sure. Yeah.
Million flavors?
Sure.
Get some of that, man. I'm telling you, it's fun. Yeah. You're in your shower like a human car wash. Soap all over the place. Depends how you feel. You be the captain. You can use the captain.
Captain's,
Swagger.
Swagger.
You can use octopus. It's there called Kraken. I call it octopus.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
That sounds amazing.
You know what I mean? Night Panther. Panther. When I'm going to be around ladies.
Sure.
It smells like powdery stuff. Sure. It's not bad.
No.
Right?
No.
Do I smell bad?
Not at all.
Yeah. See, I don't wear cologne. But this body wash is nice.
No.
Sometimes you can mix them up. You come out smelling like Captain Night Panther. Come on. It's a bit. I'm doing a bit. Am I in trouble?
No.
That's great.
I thought this was advice the prostitute gave you.
No. I was.
Right.
We were waiting for that to come back. No, the mix and match, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
A clever guy would go on and on with that. You know
what
I mean? Like a comic that really writes and writes and writes.
Yeah. Yeah. How's your writing style? Do you write
on
stage?
I'm just getting used to it. Yeah. Just figuring it out now. I'm going to start applying myself.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Yesterday, here's what I'm doing now, man. I'll tell you, Keith, honestly.
Yeah.
Is, you know, I used to think, all I got to do today is write and work out.
Uh-huh.
Can't do both. Can't do it.
Yeah.
It's like a day. Today I'm going to work out. It's a workout day.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, today I'm going to write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next day I'm going to. It seems to me I can only have one thing. Now you got to do business stuff. No. You know, return phone calls and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's tough.
But I mean, that's what it's come down to with me.
One or the other.
One thing. Can I get it done? Because if you have both things on my schedule, amazingly, I won't do either. Sometimes.
Thank
right.
you.
A lot of times.
I needed to
or
hear
the
that.
One 10 days in a row and
Thank
none
you.
Of the other.
I needed to hear that.
But you kind of did the workout today by going up the steps and then the inconvenient parking.
That doesn't count.
That's nothing.
That doesn't count.
He could have done that.
But anyway, that's my new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love your shades, man. That's cool.
Great.
Thanks, dude.
Very nice. Very nice. I agree. Multitasking is out. We can drop that as a subject because he covered it. Multitasking says do one or the other. Just
that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Writing or working out.
I believe it.
And the whole day, that's it. You know?
But his advice for you is you probably should work out.
That's not my advice. That's not my advice. This guy could probably strangle me.
Listen, I don't
say
that.
This guy's a taekwondo. No, not taekwondo.
No.
Aikido.
Aikido.
Guy's an Aikido black belt.
Aikido.
I got a black belt. I got a black belt, yes. I got two browns and a yellow that doesn't match anything. Come on, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Da 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 da.
All right.
You got a black belt, it goes well with a suit.
Yeah. Well, there you go, man. Well.
You got it.
Holy Lord.
But, what level are you in Aikido? Did you say black belt?
First degree.
First degree black belt?
Yes.
Then you are a destructive. You are that's a black belt in any discipline like that. You know a lot of stuff. You spend a lot of time in class.
I do.
Here,
and
give me a twist.
I took,
easy.
I took
easy.
Many, many holes.
Okay.
You know.
And that, then if
you
one, push, that one doesn't hurt.
But here's what's funny about Aikido. Aikido is very much like a clown act. See,
yeah.
like when you push forward this way.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt.
Guess what? No, you push forward. Then I go with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you pull back, and I go with you.
It just looks like you're holding hands.
So far, it's like a massage. What's going on? What are you doing?
Showing you another option.
He has a black belt in massage.
Well, some people.
My arm never felt better. I don't get it.
Some people. See, that was. See, there you go. I'm a man of peace.
I think you should box, Alan.
I'm a little too young for that.
Holy Lord.
So, Keith, you've traveled all around all kinds of big names and whatnot. Good for
he
you.
Has.
It's fun. That's
He has.
That's when things really move in your career, right? When somebody who's up there likes your stuff and says, hey, I want you to do this.
Yeah. I was hoping you would be the next name to ask me.
No, I'm not high up there enough.
Oh, I think you are.
I think you are.
Yeah. Mm. But no, I will say that without Norm MacDonald and Jay Moore, I wouldn't have a career.
It's a good thing. It's good to know those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And then I know Greg, you. I know you now, right?
So you're on the list.
Sure, man.
Yeah, I'm on the list.
Just watch the phone.
What do you do? Are you a headliner? Are you a middle? What do you do?
I'm a middle, yeah.
Great.
So, but I'd like to get into headlining. How long did you do it before you started headlining?
I think about 10 years.
10 years,
yeah. I was frustrated. Like, oh, man, I'm horrible.
Really?
I think I started when I had like 40 minutes. As a matter of fact, when I first got hired, I remember I did it in, was it Syracuse or Buffalo? And the guy came up to me and he said, where were you last week? And I mentioned the club. And I said, like bragging, I worked with such and such, which was a headliner.
Right.
And then when I said that, he realized that I had middled. And he was furious that I was at his club as a headliner, and I had middled. Like, I was a mid. That's when I exposed myself as being really a middle.
Right.
Moving my way up. So he leaped up and called the agent, like, furious that he sent me.
Wow.
You know, that
wow.
I was there working. Wow. It was fun. Yeah. And then the show couldn't have gone better.
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
There you
best
go.
Show ever. So then he's like, oh, man, you got to come back for New Year's Eve. And then I bombed. You got to time it. You got to time it right.
New Year's Eve shows are
they got
very
rid
tough.
Of the stage on New Year's. I was on the floor. Everyone's like with the horns and all that stuff making out. All this, you know, stuff. Yeah, I was talking to myself, you know. Yeah, it was great. And I was working with some biker that was threatening my life. He was a good guy. It was a lot of fun. It was a fun New Year's Eve, actually. They didn't care. They didn't even notice that I bombed. They didn't even know I was there, really.
Yeah. That's why New Year's Eve is probably, like, the worst time for comedy. Because, like, especially if you're doing three shows.
Uh-huh.
The first two might be good, but then the last show.
Doing three shows is the worst time for comedy.
Oh, really?
New Year's Eve is fine. You get usually paid a little more.
Sure.
Right.
You know, and it's not
because
bad.
Because it's a holiday.
Yeah, I just steamroll it, you know. I keep going. I ignore the hecklers. I talk real fast. I don't enunciate. I keep going.
Yeah. You ever say, I'm not going to do the same jokes as I did last year, and then the new show comes, and you'll be like, all right, and you do the same set?
What do you mean? Like,
because it was last year, but like now it's midnight.
No.
So it's
I do the same set plus six new jokes. That's what I do, man.
That's a ratio.
Yeah. I add to it, you know, whatever. It varies a little bit.
Yeah.
But they like it.
You're doing the Roosevelt Hotel on Saturday.
That's right. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Wow. It has a lot of history behind it.
It's fun.
The first Academy Awards were there.
Yeah.
And they were much better, way better than this year's. This is history. I'm sorry, as my degree is in history. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to flout it.
Black belt in history.
Yes. Well, that's that was it. Well, so sort of.
Oh, but it's tighter than your arms.
The Roosevelt was not as good as this year's amazing Academy Awards.
Right.
Can you imagine the ghosts of past? I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
You're in the ghosts?
The ghosts of past.
Yes.
Right.
Academy Awards, watching the present one. That would be very fun.
Is there a sitcom? Is there a question coming up?
Oh, well, you know what? You know, he always inspires me to ask the guests a lot of questions.
Oh,
here's one, and I did want to mention this to you, and it's a compliment as well. I read that you did make me laugh.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I am such a fan of that format. In fact, I see a Marine has to do that. And you know they're like, you know, it's the whole point, right, of the show that you know, and they're
not gonna, try not to laugh.
They're not gonna.
You jump around like a clown, which I specialized in.
That is bravery. It's bravery.
It is.
Yeah, I think so. When they've decided they're not gonna laugh, they tell you in your face. They said the whole point is I'm not gonna laugh.
Oh,
I mean, it's a very
Lord.
Strange premise when you think about it.
I got a question. What was doing the remake of Star Search like?
There you go.
I don't know. I walk on, and I got voted off. And then that was that. I went right over to, I think I went to Baja Fresh and ordered a burrito. Yeah, it was fine. What was fun was when I lost, they put cameras in my face. How do you feel about all those years on the road? Cameras right in my face. Like, I'm going to be like, I'm good. I'm on my way to my car at Baja Fresh. My girlfriend, Sarah, I'm going to meet her.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Who cares? You know, it's in Hollywood. I live right around the corner.
Yeah, sure.
I walked in,
sure.
Told some jokes to a crowd, walked out. What?
Well,
it's fine. I used the hello in my clip. One of my promo clips. Who cares, man? Fine. It was fine. All those shows were fine, you know?
Yeah.
I did some other show called 30 Seconds to Fame when I first started as well.
Oh.
And I didn't like the show when I walked in there, you know? There's just too much going on. Too many talented kids and whatnot.
Sure.
I thought, well, I'm not going to do well. It's too much. There's fireworks and people are, you know, turning into whatever. Yeah. There's animals jumping around and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I did the show as Chip Furbits. Was it Chip? No, Stink Bingman. I told him, I want to be Stink Bingman. Because I was thinking, how can I do these shows and then not, like, ruin, like, you know, maintain, can't even see, maintain my, whatever. I don't want to do, you know?
That's good.
Yeah, I've used Chip Furbits. Yeah, I used to do some of those shows.
So, like, you made up a different name.
Yeah, because I don't like the show.
Right. Okay, I got you. So, it's like...
And I know I'm just going to run. It's 30 seconds to fame.
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to... What's... So my jokes are going to beat the you know, the guy on the horse?
No. So that's why you got to do the jokes that you know won't, like, they're not Greg's jokes. You got to do.
I did my best jokes.
Oh, you did?
Top, oh, yeah, my top, best stuff.
Or Chip's best
jokes. Top material. Top material. Yeah, Chip's, that's right.
Anyway. That's right. Alan, are you a comedian as well?
Yes, I am. They say I am, and they keep saying it, and I finally believe it.
Ask him when his last set was.
When's your last set?
Let's see. That's a little bit of a biblical question. Hmm. You have to go to the Bible and get the date there. Moses.
So a while ago.
Last time that he spread the Red Sea. See, the women say spread the Red Sea. That's disgusting. Yeah. He parted the Red Sea. Spread is a sexual connotation.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you his last set when Andy Dick stopped doing comedy. That was his last set because he opened up for him.
That's interesting. Did you write that down?
No, I remember that.
Oh, that's ever. I appreciate that. I forget. You know, I forget.
What are you doing now? You doing podcasts and stuff?
That's exactly.
Is that it? Instead of stand up?
That's exactly it.
All right.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But how is like this year, like were you performing during this year, like at clubs that were
open? I've been all over the place. Even last year, you know, went around, whatever. I wasn't afraid of the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I've been sitting on a plane for 30 years, I mean, or 20 years. Yeah. You know, first 10 years you drive around, then you sit on an airplane. You know, how many people did I sit next to that had tuberculosis? Mm-hmm. Probably like 1,000.
Right.
You know, I got twisted my arm. I got hookers. I've been on an airplane. I've been on a tube in the air with everybody breathing. That's
right. But the hookers are giving you good advice.
I probably had a lot of antibodies, you know.
Yeah.
But I got the vaccine. My whole, here's my New York. My whole act is a side effect of Moderna. Oh! Come on. Where are you people?
I like that one.
Come on. We get vaccinated, right?
I like that one.
Got our tracking device has been inserted. Yeah. We're sterile. Our heads are going to cave in. Let's party.
Got the boosters coming up.
Really? We got to get those?
Yeah, Deltas. Deltas here. Like Delta Force. I don't know. I'm just trying to make Marine jokes.
No.
Yeah, so no, I was okay. I'm not afraid of it, you know?
Yeah. But
when you stay home, I have a nice time staying home.
Yeah.
You know? Unlike, you know, that this brilliant kid.
Yeah.
Bo Burnham, who's upset in his house. Mm-hmm. I have a good time. I got patios and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I have coffee. I look at the birds outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't mind sitting around.
No, I don't either. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm. It's one fucking reason why I'm here.
It's nice in here,
isn't it? Though this is new.
Nice.
You know,
but I had a nice year. Did you guys do okay?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Can I add an addendum? Then Keith didn't tell me.
No.
But no one in my family got sick and whatnot, so I can be all flippant.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I lucked out, so I had fun. You know, I had to wear a mask to the store, which pissed me off. But other than that, it was good. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, my grandma got it, but she survived, so that sucks.
Oh, I get it. Twist! Twist! Is she okay?
You know, no. Yeah, she survived it and stuff.
Oh, good.
And she said it wasn't that bad, but, you know. That's coming from a 90-year-old lady.
Wow.
Who's been through like five children.
Where is she?
She lives in Texas.
Okay.
No, that's my land. It's my land, your land, da-da-da-da. I grew up in Texas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's a strange.
Which city?
It was Houston, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm talking to the guests, asking you questions. We're having something going on over here. It was a Catholic school.
Oh, good for you. Me too.
All-boy Catholic school.
Yeah.
There was one priest that gave me a rub down that was a little bit too long, and I was naive.
Uh-huh.
I looked over
really?
And said, Father, it's just a fucking hamstring. It's not my ass.
Wow.
Oh.
Did you say that?
No, I just thought it. I was too much.
I don't think Greg likes the dirty jokes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do dirty. I speak. I'm clean on stage.
Trouble with the guests.
I'm clean on stage, but off stage, you can't even understand what I say when we're off the air. It's nonstop swearing, man. It's profane. It's profane.
One thing I did want to ask you. How did you like? Because there's clean comics like yourself, Brian Regan, but like, how do you like stay in that lane?
I don't know. It's just how I came up doing it on stage. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I thought I could get a bigger fan base if I was clean. Mm-hmm. And when you meet somebody, you don't go, "Hey, how the F-bomb are you?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I don't know. So when I meet an audience, I just don't. I don't know. I just wouldn't. I don't know, man. It's hard to explain. Here's one. Here's an easier way to explain it. I remember one time I was watching TV and I had my mom come in, and HBO had just started.
Yes.
And Howie Mandel was a very nice guy.
Yes, Howie Mandel.
Very nice dude. He, but anyway, he was doing his HBO special. Well, I didn't know about HBO.
Yes. Right.
I just knew him as a guy with a balloon on his head. He was unbelievably funny to me way back in the day before he started comedy. So I called my mom. Hey, come and watch this dude. Watch this dude. This guy's funny, mom. Watch this guy.
Yeah.
And he did it like was real, you know, dirty, opened with a real dirty joke. So I go, oh, never mind. Like she was watching, you know, and I was furious. I was like, come on, man. I called my mom into the room. You're worthless. You're worthless to me. You're worth. This guy is a comedian that's worthless to me. Right. I mean, it was. It's a special. I didn't know what was going on.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
It was my misunderstanding of.
Did he
the
tell
venue?
Him, did he tell him this when he did America's Got Talent?
No, of course not. No, no. I didn't do America's Got Talent.
I know, but you were making a joke earlier, no, so no, I was just coming back.
It was my own ignorance. My own ignorance. But anyway, so I don't want to do that to anybody. If I end up on TV again or whatever, and people, I want people to run to the TV and enjoy themselves. Or whoever happens to be watching, like, oh, look at this train wreck, and have a nice time.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's one story I made up.
Alan actually Googled you, and it said on Google that was your favorite water. Like, is that true?
No. I don't know a thing about this water.
Alan, you lied.
It's fun, yeah, Alan. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Yeah, isn't it great
Pellegrino!
Stuff? It's great stuff.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
See,
oh, yeah.
We do that, Captain, to all the guests.
Yeah.
He's a captain. He's
Pellegrino.
Yeah.
And that's right. So
you get this at the nice restaurant where they use the crumb stick.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, the crumb. You ever go to a restaurant, you take a girl, they got the crumb stick. The guy comes up with the stick on the white tablecloth.
Oh.
You know, when they roll out the meats on the cart and they got the crumb stick.
Yes, of course. Yes, I was referred to as a crumb stick.
And to be fancy, you'll order for the two of you, and your date. I'll take the filet and a nice wine.
That's right.
For the lady, the hot dog, small milk. Come on, huh?
Yeah.
Hot dog, small milk.
Yes.
Come on. Where's my sitcom?
Maybe give her a breadstick. I don't know.
No, breadstick doesn't. It ruins it. You just ruined the whole joke.
You know what? That doesn't work.
A breadstick. And a breadstick.
I'm with you.
I had a laugh, and then you threw a breadstick.
I'm with the captain on that, just for the record.
I'm destroying my chances on going to Atlanta.
You don't want to go to Atlanta.
You're not helping.
I would love to
go. Do a gig around here. Really? Okay.
Yeah, I would love to.
No, it'd be great to work with you. I've seen you do jokes I've seen you do jokes on the air.
Yeah.
I watched a clip of yours. It was good.
Great.
Yeah, man. If you just spit out your jokes, you know, it can be weird, like those news interviews and whatnot in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you just spit out your, if you show up, spit out your jokes, you know, don't pass out.
Yeah.
Don't puke and pass out. Good. Give yourself some credit.
There you go.
You did it.
I'm actually, I actually do give myself a lot. Like, podcasting is probably like, I think it's a skill because I have Asperger's. So, like, you know, with this podcasting, like, my talking skills have gone way up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, but, like, with my stand-up comedy, I'm actually very proud of my stand-up.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of comics, they like, just do it to, I don't know, I guess.
Promote.
You know that's good to say. That's good that you think that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I do it because I want to make people laugh, and I'm actually proud of my humor.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, think about all the problems out there in the audience.
Mm.
Unbelievable tragedies and
horrible
problems.
Horrible.
And then they're sitting there looking at you, and you take their mind right off it. That's pretty
right.
good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right?
So, yeah.
That's fun. You ever had somebody in the audience laughing at one of your jokes or laughing at your routine or whatever, and then you know there's a part coming up that's going to really murder them? It's fun to think about. Like, I'll start paying attention to one person, like some cackling lady.
Right.
Ah! I'm like, I haven't even done this thing yet.
Uh-huh.
Wait till I do this. Here it comes.
Sure.
It's fun to hone in on those people.
I've never killed an audience member with humor. No, but
no. You can enjoy that. Like, you hone in on one person.
Yeah. That sounds
and
very
enjoy
nice.
Them enjoying your dumb jokes.
It's happy. It's being a happy sadist.
Right.
Wow. Man, you are getting some text, buddy.
Yeah, that's
your phone's blowing up the whole show.
He has a new girlfriend named Tara.
I don't.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Tara's good.
This is nothing but car insurance companies. I was looking for car insurance.
Tara.
That's all it is, Tara.
I used to date a girl named Tara. She's a I think she sells, what are those boards you stand up on with a paddle and you pretend it's fun?
Bodyboarding?
No.
No, what?
Paddleboard?
Not paddleboard.
Paddleboarding?
Oh, the paddleboarding.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to do that. You ever not done that?
No.
Never. Have you ever done it?
No. In fact, I just do the one where you balance yourself and it's at a party.
Right.
What is that?
Oh, that's a bongo board.
Oh, bongo board, okay.
That's pretty good. You got to look straight ahead.
Yes, you do.
Now, this other thing, you're out in the middle of the ocean with a paddle and a dumb surfboard.
Oh,
you stand on it.
No, of course.
And you wonder what's going to eat you.
Yeah.
No, you stand on it, pour it out of your mind. I've never done it, but it can't be fun.
I don't think it's that exciting.
I can't wait to never try it.
Right.
That's my new bit, too. Things I can't wait to never, things that I love to not do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I love to not camp. I love to not fly to Australia.
Sure.
You got to sit in a jet for 3 weeks. You can go to Starbucks and meet your friends.
That's right. And looking forward
get invited to a shrimp boil.
A shrimp boil.
And then there's some girl there who just had breast implants, and she wants to show you. Yeah. And then you win the lottery. I love not flying to Australia. That bit's got a long way to. I got to work on that.
You throw in a koala bear. He'll get disguised as an improv expert. Throw in a koala bear.
No,
I'm just trying to help.
Speaking of breast implants, you might find this fascinating because I watch a lot of forensic files and stuff, like murder shows.
CSI, I bet.
And this lady, she was murdered, like they cut off her head and they couldn't identify her, but she had breast implants.
Yeah.
So they took their implants. I guess each implant has like a number on it.
Yeah.
And they found out her identity through the doctors.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Interesting.
Yeah, no.
I've watched some of those murder shows before. It's amazing how evil people are. Oh, they'll straight up lie hardcore.
Yeah.
Did you have a thing going with this guy's wife? No, I did not. And the wife, no, we did not. And then they kill the guy and all that stuff. They kill the husband and all that.
That's right.
And then they come up with all the texts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just straight up. People lie. Do you know how people lie?
They look at you and it's a lie. Big
brutal.
Lie.
I just thought it was interesting because I didn't know implants had a number on
it. Yeah, implants.
When you're putting it in your body.
Right. Like, how about that?
You just want the... I didn't know it came with a number.
That's what if you're a female murderer and you get breast implants,
that's right.
Say goodbye to...
It's part of the warranty.
Right.
They have a warranty on everything.
Say goodbye
These
to your
corporate
career.
People have lost their minds with the warranties and the numbers and the long, long receipt you get at the fucking... I mean, they don't give you a receipt. I mean, it's like from here to Chatsworth.
Yeah.
You look at the bottom, you come next week and you get 20 and 30 off. And that's three quarters of the receipt.
Right.
That bothers me. I had to get that off my chest.
You don't like
chest.
That long receipt?
No, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Huh.
I want something done.
Is this a bit?
Arnie
Adams has got a big bit about that.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah.
No,
watch
I'm
that
sorry,
bit.
I'm sorry, Arnie.
And rewrite
I didn't know.
I love Arnie Adams.
I like Arnie. I like him a lot.
Oh, you're just pointing out an observation.
Thanks.
All right.
That's right.
That's fine.
That's right.
Okay, my last question for you. Is,
all right, man.
Other than yourself.
You guys are good guys. I'm enjoying myself. Thank you very much for the nice day.
And the water.
Seriously, and the water. Go ahead.
That lied about Google what
last
your favorite
question.
Was.
That's fine. It's delicious. Alan, thank you very much.
I told him not to do that.
My last question is, who's a comic that you find that you see that you always like love their work? Like you would pay to go see, even though like you know, like, hey, I'm a comic. I could go see. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I have to think about it. I mean, you know, you get older and you get more competitive, but there's a lot of guys that are like brilliant guys.
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I used to like this guy. His name is Peter Potofsky.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He used to bump his head and fall down and flop all around and fall downstairs and stuff. He was a funny guy.
Like Lee Evans?
No, I don't know who Lee is. I'm sure he's great, but
he's just
modern day. Let me think. Who do I like to see? I don't know. You know, it's always fun to see when Pablo Francisco comes out on stage. What's going to happen?
Speaking of
He's
Pablo.
He's a talented, nonstop talented guy.
Speaking of Pablo, I'm opening up for him next week.
There you go. There you go.
And we're doing a live
Norm
McDonald.
Raiders. Who wouldn't want to see what Norm McDonald
He's
has
another
to
one
say,
that's
of course.
Good. Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of Norm, I open up for Norm.
Yeah. Seriously, these are funny guys.
I think so.
Funny guys.
So. Of course.
Holy
yes.
Lord.
How about Jay? What's the guy?
Leno?
Jay? No, the other Jay. The Jay you know.
Moore?
Yes, what about Jay Moore, Captain?
Well, I mean, Jay Moore, I've not watched. I know he's a very funny actor. Yeah. Remember, he was in something. He kept saying, what about the hats? You want a hat?
Yeah, sure.
How about the hats? Sure. I don't know. I remember his timing was very, very funny. Sure.
But, right. But Keith knows him.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's the alarm. The same. We have
up.
5 minutes.
All right.
Alan likes to name drop who we know and don't know. But
I enjoy.
I like
not,
to say,
not,
hey, I know Greg.
Sure. Well, I have him on my list now to talk to everybody.
There's a lot of funny people. If I thought about it for a second, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unbelievably funny.
Yeah.
And it's spooky when you see somebody really. Oh, Bernie Mac was unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's a guy to study. You know, timing and but material as well, like everything. But I like watching funny people. When you see somebody real funny, though, you're like, wow, I can't.
Yeah.
How am I going to get that funny?
Sure.
I can't. I don't think I can get that funny.
Sure.
But then you watch other guys that are wildly successful that aren't funny, and you're like, okay, I'm good.
There you go. I'm a big Don Rickles fan. And
one of the funniest.
All week long, I've been watching the roasts on YouTube.
Yeah, great.
It just happened. It wasn't anything, you know, just I watched it and kept watching another one.
Yeah, those guys, you know, Foster Brooks, Charlie Callis.
Oh, my God.
Jeff Ross.
He's a talented, calm, confident.
Yeah.
Poised, dude,
poised,
right?
Very poised.
Guy's got poise.
He does.
I don't know him, but he's poised.
I'm just saying he's a new roast guy.
Uh-huh.
But Greg, last question for you. How does someone get followed by Twitter by you?
Like, at Han Comedy. At Han Comedy. There you go. It's H-A-H-N-C-O-M-E-D-Y.
But like, how do they get followed by you? Like, how do I follow?
What?
Yeah, like, who do you follow? Like, does it funny people?
Yeah, funny people.
Funny people.
I've got a lot of friends on there. And they do a lot of politics, so I put them on mute.
Right.
So they think I'm following them. I'm not reading all their stuff.
Right.
But somebody puts up something funny or something. I'm in a comedy club or something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Somebody you think is smart, maybe.
All right. Cool. So where can the folks follow you on
at Han Comedy at H A H N C O M E D Y, and all I put on there maybe a joke every now and again,
right?
But I'll put where I'm going to show up, you know. Oh, Louisville,
beautiful
party is on Thursday through Sunday.
So you're doing the Roosevelt Hotel Saturday, and you got anything coming up?
Yeah, well, I played Green Bay a couple weeks ago. That was good. It was a theater.
No.
A lot of stuff I did recently.
Yeah.
I don't know what's coming up. I don't know.
Atlanta.
I got stuff coming up. Yeah, I'd have to look at my schedule. I mean, not around here, it's the Roosevelt.
Right.
And I'll pop up at the – hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
When's the Comedy Magic Club going to open up?
Anybody know?
What the hell's going on down there?
What's going on with that?
It's my favorite club in the world.
The guy who runs it hates me. So
who's that, Richard?
Yeah.
He can't hate you. There's no way he hates you.
Yeah, he said I wasn't good enough for his club.
Oh, that just means you'll get better and then you'll play his club.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Doesn't mean he hates you.
Jeremy Hotz tried really hard to get me in and didn't work. My humor is either you like me or you don't. It's never like in between. You know
how long have you been at it?
15 years.
All right.
Yeah. So
you need 2 more years, then you'll be at the Comedy Magic Club.
Yeah.
Kicking ass.
Exactly. Well, guys, all right. So folks can follow Greg and his website. He's coming to you. You could follow us, Razor Riffs. We have a live Razor Riffs at the Rec Room with Pablo Francisco. And July 3rd at 10 o'clock. So buy tickets at www.recroomhb.com. And then other than that, I got nothing.
Alan? All right, Keith Allen.
Well, I will be there.
Smells funny in here all of a sudden.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
I'm not drinking. I swear to God, I had nothing.
I think you meant that as a compliment, like the show's getting good.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I'm so self-centered. That's a real problem. I thought he was directly talking about my problems. He didn't even know. Anyway, I will be there with Pablo Francisco in the Rec Room. They have a lot of video games.
What's the Rec Room? Is that a venue?
Yes. Yes.
I'll show you after.
It's very interesting.
I want to book you.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, you booked this thing? Yeah. Let's go. Let's do it.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be fun. Yeah.
RJ, you got to edit that part out.
That's right.
All right, guys.
Edit the smell thing out.
Yeah, yeah.
Get rid of that.
I don't know what to do with that. But
what do we do with that? We edit it.
But you know, it's an interesting venue because it's family oriented in the front,
right?
With tons and tons of these video games.
Yeah.
And I thought that'd be interesting. I'll be playing the video games at night.
I'll show Greg the venue. Yes. All right, guys. Subscribe, rate, and review.
Yes.
Follow Greg, and we'll see
Greg
you guys next time.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
You guys are good.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.